Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live
with Pinergy for Business. Get energy with insight from Pinergy.
Open for Biz is the segment where each week myself and Bobby Kerr, well, we usually go out and visit local businesses across the country to just try and celebrate those that have managed to diversify in and pivot during, the past couple of months. And we just want to showcase how they're operating, supporting Irish jobs and share tips too of how they can succeed into the future. But of course, at the moment, instead of going out and about, we are here back at base. Bobby Kerr is with us on the programme. Declan is also on the line too on News Talk. Declan, tell us a little bit about your own business.
Hi, Andrea. Our business had to change dramatically because of COVID. We were making sort of high-end signs for the leisure industry, for hotels and restaurants and stuff like that. And with the COVID, everything sort of basically shut down. So we looked at different avenues of what we could do, something in the same vein. So we noticed that there was a huge increase in the number of home bars in Ireland. So we started making products for people with their home bars, items that are personalised and stuff like that, like Guinness signs and novelty signs and quirky signs and stuff like that.
Declan, this is Bobby here, and thanks very much for coming on. Lovely to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you again.
Now, your website, Retro Pub Signs, really, really appealed to me. You're right in my space, because for my 60th birthday, my kids gave me a keg of beer and all the things that go with it. So I said, I need a few signs. So I actually have one of your signs.
Have you?
I have. I got it from one of my daughter's boyfriends. So I know what you're doing well, and I think you're in a great space. I think also, and I know we're not allowed to congregate outside at the moment.
Oh, no, this is for personal use only.
No, I know that, and I know that we're not allowed to have friends into our garden, but when we are, your product is absolutely ideal, and I love the way you can personalise it. I love the way you've got all the videos on the site explaining how each product works. You've got beautiful historic items like the lighthouse map and
all that stuff that
looks great in a home bar. So I think you're right on the money. You just have to wait until the market comes back for you.
Right, Bobby. Hey, the market is there. What I found is you have things like organisations, or what you wouldn't call them organisations, but on Facebook, you've got Irish Home Bars, and they have 24,500 members in Ireland. And they're people with home bars in Ireland. And that's just Ireland Home Bars, Home Bars Ireland. And you've lots of different other organisations, our Facebook groups, shall we say, like Cheap Pub Sheds and stuff like that.
But what I'd say to you, Declan, is that if you can keep the personality on the website, because there's lots of places that you can go and get personalised signs and this, that and the other, but what your site has, it has nostalgia, it has character, it has personality, and even your own personality with your videos comes all the way through. So I really do think you're doing great work, and I wouldn't have any fears for the future of your business.
I really appreciate that, Bobby.
Good stuff.
I really appreciate that.
Declan, thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live today. I have to ask, is it Bobby's Boozer, or what did you go for?
Bobby's Pub is one of the
Bobby's
signs.
Pub.
Yeah. And, but again, you can't shout to, unfortunately, it's closed at the moment.
Absolutely.
Because of COVID-19, but
it's a one-man
hopefully
pub.
To be reopened shortly.
All right, good stuff. If you want to join us here, actually, it's 1894-53106. Laura's also on the line as well. Laura, thanks for being with us in the programme. You run the Pink Polar Bear Training and Consultancy. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so I obviously with the pandemic, things changed quite dramatically for me, as in I had been over the diversity and inclusion in Aer Lingus, and I kind of knew with the way things were going that I would be finishing up, you know, because it was just, it was so hard for them at the time. So I decided to go back. I had a business degree, and I decided to go back into the design, delivery and assessment of training in college, so that I could set up my own business in delivering training for diversity and inclusion. I suppose my background is sales and marketing in hotels. And although I absolutely love that, my real passion is in diversity and inclusion and making sure that, I suppose, that organisations are a more equitable place. So that's it.
Okay.
Laura, lovely to talk to you. And I know you were probably in, you probably developed this business, you know, out of a situation as much as anything else. But do you know what? Mm-hmm. You know, the space that you're operating in is something that a lot of companies who traditionally wouldn't have dealt with this are absolutely looking at diversity and inclusion as part of their mainstay strategy. So again, I had a look at your website. It's good. But what I'd say to you is that if you are clearly an expert in this area, and, you know, if you can become, I suppose, known as an expert, you know, speak mm-hmm. publicly, blog, tweet, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, all around this subject, quite quickly, I think you'll find that people will come to you as a noted expert in the area. And you don't have to spend, you do have to spend time, obviously, managing these platforms, but you don't have to spend a whole lot of money. And that's what I'd encourage you to do, Laura, is to just become the expert in diversity and inclusion. And as you say in your site, driving positive change is your mission. And just get out there and shout about it.
Yeah, brilliant, Bobby. Thanks so much. I will say, I mean, I think that the it's brilliant, Instagram, LinkedIn and Facebook. It's just on a tight budget, watching it and making sure that you're spending your money in the right place. And obviously, when you come with a small business at the start, it's not an awful lot of budget to put into it. Do you know what I mean?
But I accept that. But I actually think that in your scenario, you know, the more you can do yourself, you know, in terms of, you know, doing the blogs, getting them out there, you know, rather than paying for AdWords or that type of thing, you know, your money will go an awful lot further.
Brilliant, brilliant, Bobby. Thanks so much
for
that.
Not at all, not at all. Good to hear you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Laura, from the Pink Polar Bear Training and Consultancy as well. If you want to join us today, it's 1894-53106 here on Open for Biz. I have a text in, Bobby, here on 53106 from this listener, Maureen. She says, I'd like to ask Bobby for the next time. My husband has come up with a great idea for up-to-date disability clothing, in particular jackets, which he has created for me as I'm a wheelchair user. We would appreciate any advice and how to take this to the market. I've already checked and there's nothing like this currently available to buy. I'd be happy to provide contact details as well.
Yeah, and that's from Maureen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So firstly, what I think we have here is we have a good idea, which I haven't seen, but it sounds like a great idea, but it's in a niche market. And when it's in a niche market and you've got one product, you're probably better using somebody else's platform. So I had a look out there. Some of the sites that I came across were ribcap.com, careclothing.com. There's another site called adaptabilityclothing.com. And these are all places that sell infinite lines of clothing and accessories for people with disabilities. And I would suggest that that's maybe the place for Maureen to go with her one product onto these people and these platforms to try and get some traction there. Because to try and go it alone with one product in a niche market is very, very challenging.
Yeah.
And there's another route that I thought, the Enable Ireland Disability Services, again, they're very helpful. And I think they could be helpful if Maureen got in front of them explaining and articulating her product. I think that she might find that they would give her some assistance.
Okay, good stuff. Etna in Malahide, Bobby, is wondering. She says she has a small picture framing business and I've started to deliver my work as customers can no longer obviously come to the workshop and collect it. I have charged €10 for smaller orders in the immediate area and whatever then the courier charges in counties outside of Dublin. But a number of my regular customers have take an exception at paying what I think is a charge that's perfectly acceptable. Have you any thoughts?
Well, you know, deliveries don't happen for free. And I think as a consumer that people now, and particularly now that there's been challenges around logistics and distribution, people are happy to pay. And I think if Etna in Malahide is transparent about it and she says, this is my cost, this is the courier cost, do you want it or don't you? I'm not making anything out of this. And just be open and honest about it. I think she'll find that people will accept it. And I don't think she should be subsidising delivery to customers outside her local area at her cost.
Yeah, okay. Jenny in Galway, Bobby, as well, she's wondering, she says she has a food deli business. I was recently told that my packaging costs will double because of Brexit and the transport costs too. It's a massive cost that I'm going to struggle to pay.
Yeah, I've heard a bit about this. And again, this is about, you know, trucks being delayed at borders. Mm. This is about, it is Brexit related. And, you know, at the end of the day, it comes back to basics that the customer will end up paying. So if there are charges around certification, around delays, time is money, ultimately they're going to find their way back to the customer. And, you know, I think, you know, the idea there that ultimately the price of a cup of coffee is probably going to rise, not because of the price of the coffee going up, but because of the packaging.
Okay, all right, good stuff. Jenny, thanks for that text message as well. If you want your own business to feature here with us on Open for Biz with myself and Bobby Kerr, all you have to do is just email. It's openforbiz@newstalk.com. And I was going to say, we could be calling out to you very soon, but I'd say now with the restrictions and the announcement.
Well, I think we want to go down to Clonmel there to Declan and visit his home bar signage business and have a bit of crack with him.
Maybe we'll go out to Bobby's Boozer whenever that reopens as well, Bobby. That's all we have time for on the programme today. My thanks to all of you for getting in touch with us. If you've missed any of the show, you can listen back on the website at newstalk.com or on the Newstalk app. My thanks to the production team, Claire Darmody, Sean Reedy, Ross Leahy, Aisling O'Reilly and Claire O'Mahony, and also Michael Quilligan. And Tom Dunn is in next for Sean Moncrief today. We will be back with Lunchtime Live tomorrow afternoon from midday. But for me, Andrea Gilligan, have a good afternoon.
Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live.
With Pinergy for Business. Get energy with insight from Pinergy.